You're listening to the audio production of Bible Translations for Everyone, A Guide to Finding a Bible That's Right for You by Tim Wildsmith. Published by Zondervan and read by the author. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains reference material and photos and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement.
Foreword. I live in a home rich with Bibles. It's become a running joke between my husband and me. There are Bibles everywhere, he'll say. He isn't wrong. There are at least 30, maybe more, scattered among various rooms and nightstands and shelves. I suppose that's the hazard of being married to someone with the maiden name Bible, who creates Bible reading plans for a living. On the table next to my reading chair sits my journaling Bible. My rudimentary note-taking system, if you'd like to borrow it, is to use a different color ink for each calendar year. Alongside it is the new study Bible I've been using in seminary and the pocket-size ESV I've had since my 20s. The cover on that tiny Bible is worn beyond recognition, but it is one of my most prized possessions. In our study lives the teal-green King James I had when I was a kid, my NIV student Bible from high school, and the Bible my parents gave me the Christmas before I left for college. We have Bibles my husband has used over the years, one that belonged to my brother when he was young and very much into drawing skateboarding logos, and my mother-in-law's Bible from before she married my father-in-law. One day I hope to add my mom's 1970s denim-covered Good News Bible to the mix. She retired it years ago when the well-loved pages no longer stayed intact, but I can still picture it lying open next to her chair each morning. I love the story that Bibles tell. The story of redemption fills their pages, but the books themselves tell a story too. When I see a Bible in my home, I see a symbol of God's faithfulness to his people, to my people, through generations and life seasons. They come in various sizes, covers, and translations, but they represent the same life-changing truth. God has given us his word so that we can know him. What an extravagant and irreplaceable gift. For a person with a deep affection for Scripture, I knew surprisingly little about how the translations I engage with on a regular basis were developed. That is, until Tim sent me the manuscript for this book. Before I'd even finished the first chapter, I knew this was the resource I'd been missing, a well-researched and accessible primer on Bible translations. A friendly guide and gifted storyteller, Tim tells us everything we didn't know we wanted to know about how the Bibles on our shelves came to be, mapping out the history of the English translation of the Bible and distilling years of research into one fascinating, delightful volume. In the short time since I first read Tim's book, I've referred to it multiple times and initiated numerous Bible translation conversations with fellow Bible students and a few gracious, unsuspecting friends. I feel equipped with a broader understanding of the driving philosophies behind various translations and have already gotten to work curating my own team of Bibles for personal study. I'm thankful to Tim for channeling his knowledge and unabashed enthusiasm for Bible translations into this book. His work has not only given me a deeper appreciation for the privilege of having such lavish access to God's Word in my own language, but it has also made me a better reader of the book I love most dearly. I trust it will do the same for you. Read on. Amanda Bible Williams, co-founder of She Reads Truth.
Introduction. I remember the day one of my friends told me about a new translation of the Bible called the English Standard Version. It was the early 2000s, and I was a college student at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. This friend made it sound like the ESV was the greatest thing that had ever happened to the Bible. I knew very little about Bible translation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?